Hi everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Bulldog Podcast. Today we are joined by Miss Al-Rafi. I'm sure many of you know her. And we're just going to be talking about some mental health issues within Dwight Englewood. Hello, can you please start by introducing yourself?
Sure. Hello, my name is Sarah Al-Rafi, or Miss Al-Rafi to the kids. I mostly spend my time at DE teaching ninth grade seminar, but I also support Miss Whitner with the SAGE program, which is our peer mentoring program between juniors and seniors and the seventh graders. I previously taught 10th grade seminar last year, but we decided to kind of shift my focus solely to 9th grade seminar and SAGE. And I'm also an alumni of Dwight Englewood School, and I graduated in 2011, along with Miss Murphy.
Thank you for that. So our first question is, what do you think parents should know about their children's mental health here at Dwight?
It's a really good question. I think that all adults in the school or, you know, connected to the school need to know that there definitely is a mental health crisis happening right now, just with teenagers in general across the country. It's happening not just with teenagers, obviously with adults as well, and COVID has really amplified that. But I think it's important to know that when kids are talking about the things that they're going through, that it's not something that should just be dismissed as just like, oh, they're just kids being kids, or teenagers just kind of complaining about, you know, friend drama, that the things that they are feeling and experiencing are really felt and they are real issues. And I think that one thing that I would encourage parents to do is like really talk to their kids and kind of ask them questions and, you know, be in communication with their teachers and their advisor if that's what they think is necessary, or the dean. And, you know, maybe even like start doing some research or listening to some podcasts and things like that related to teenage mental health, because of course, sometimes, in approaching teens about mental health, sometimes it can become over amplified or over dramatized. And sometimes adults need to be kind of a container for their kids, and help them kind of stay put. And sometimes the opposite problem happens where you kind of dismiss it and kind of push it aside, and we need to allow that to grow. So it kind of depends on the situation and the kid. But I think it takes some intentionality.
Yeah, definitely. Awareness is so important. I'm so glad you brought that up. Moving on to our next question. So basically we just wanted to get like an understanding of what can teachers do, like if they notice someone who's not doing well. And if you want to speak a little bit about what other students can do too, then you can just answer both.
Such a good question again. Similar feedback that I would have to parents. I just think that people need to listen to kids and talk to kids. Like, people love to talk about kids without kids being in the room. I mean, even down to like parent-teacher conferences, which of course it's sometimes important to talk parents to teachers without kids being there, but we can't have that be the norm all the time. Kids need to be, or I keep saying kids, teenagers really need to be involved in the conversation with their teachers about how they're doing. And a lot of the time as the adults, the teachers need to be the ones to open that conversation up. So whether that means starting a class by just being like, how's everyone doing before we jump in? Like just taking a quick temperature check, like thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs in the middle, or like on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being like, I'm doing terribly, I'm so stressed, to 5 being like, I'm great, life is great, I'm good. Any kind of just checking in and getting a sense of the room is great. And also just, you know, we're all humans. We know what it feels like to come into work or come into school and just be a little off. If you notice that with a student, or if you know that they've got a lot on their plates that day, or if you know that they didn't do particularly well in an assignment, maybe just pull them aside and be like, hey, how are you feeling about that? Like, how are you doing? Not to say that everybody is like a mental health expert or provider, but just human to human. I know that it's hard right now. How are you doing? You kind of seemed a little off today. Are you feeling okay? Let me know if there's anything I can do to support you. That simple gesture, I think, goes a really long way. So that's what I would recommend to teachers.
I mean, yeah, I think that's certainly important. And being in your class and like having you check in on us was something that definitely helped me.
So Sam. So, I'm glad to hear that.
That's like some really great advice.
Thank you.
So what do you think, in your opinion, could be done better at the school to bring awareness to mental health?
I do think that we have a really strong team of people who are working on mental health initiatives and supporting the mental health of our students. I cannot say enough good about Dr. O'Malley, who's our upper school psychologist, to Ms. Whitner, who is our director of social emotional learning, and even Dr. Carraher, who's the head of our human development department. He's a clinical psychologist, right? So, and that's his background. They do amazing work, and a lot of it is behind the scenes. And, you know, a lot of the time kids maybe don't know about it, but they do a lot of work with the faculty in our faculty meetings and things like that to inform us about kind of what's going on right now. What is the climate in the mental health world, even like outside of school? They give us a lot of tools. I think what we need to do even more of, and what they are already working towards, is creating a bigger team. Like, I think, you know, we're, you know, working on bringing another psychologist on board at school, having it kind of be more entrenched in our culture. So maybe not just talking about it during like Mental Health Awareness Week, or not just having like one day dedicated to mental health, but really having it be a part of the fold of our school. And our 10th grade seminar program, I do think, really does that. Maybe even having 10th grade seminar meet more frequently, I think, can help. But just increasing the amount of it, I think, would be helpful.
Yeah, again, thank you so much for speaking on that.
You're welcome.
Do you also have any information on, like, if we notice someone who's not doing well, what should we do as teachers or as students?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as students, if you notice that your friend isn't doing well, obviously, first thing, the usual, just kind of check up on them. If you are seriously thinking that they might be a harm to themselves or to somebody else, you have to go to a trusted adult and let them know, and they will kind of guide you through that process. Again, the adults that I mentioned previously, especially Dr. O'Malley, those are definitely people you can go to. Speak to a parent if you can, but always get a trusted adult involved. And I think it's important in general, just as a side note, that students, every student on campus should have one adult at least on campus that they trust to talk to if they're worried about that kind of thing or just about anything else. Yeah, I would just say use the mental health resources at our school. Dr. O'Malley, Ms. Whitner, Dr. C, even although that is not like his official title, right? He's a head of the department, but he has a lot of knowledge on that stuff. I am a resource, not officially. I'm not a certified anything related to mental health or psychology. I'm just the daughter of a therapist and a psychiatrist, and care a lot about mental health and have a lot of my own personal experiences around mental health. And, you know, yeah. So I think of it at like big sister advice.
You are definitely my trusted adult.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Don't even like have that in my question.
I appreciate that. I'm glad. I love that.
All right. I think that's it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Of course. This is so nice. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of you. I mean, I saw you come in as freshman, you know, fresh out of eighth grade, like wide-eyed, confused, maybe a little sassy, whatever. And now you're halfway through your sophomore year running this amazing podcast, asking amazing questions. I'm so proud of you both.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I will never stop. I will never stop gassing you both.
To all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And we will be having another episode next week, probably. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at sgilman24@d-e.org or my co-president, jspinell23@d-e.org. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. And we hope to have you on next time. Bye.
Bye.